Hello.
Hello.
It's always really awkward to start because we don't have intro song.
Well, we need an intro song.
Oh, it's really windy here. We are hiding like next to the yacht club behind a big Heineken posters, trying to get rid of the wind, but it seems that it doesn't work.
It's gonna work.
Yeah.
We're in San Martin.
Yeah. And we just had 3 really intense days of racing.
We were in the right time. No. Right place at the right time. That's what we can say.
Yeah. And also we bumped into people that we knew in Canary. Like, it's like this sailing world and racing world is so like small that you go every place and you meet the same boat.
Yeah. And this was a boat that I was like, if there is one boat I want to run into again, it's this one. Blah, blah, blah. I said this for the last 3 months. Like, I want to run into this boat. Funny guys. I really want to see. I hope we run into them. And guess what? We anchored
next to them. Yeah. So they're called BAM. It's an Irish crew. And they're amazing. They won the race Roark 600. It's like a really important race in the Caribbean, organized by Royal Yacht Institute or something like that. And they won it, so they're kind of famous. We were sailing with them, and then people were like, hey, congrats for the Roark. And we were like, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
We didn't do anything, but we're on the same team.
We were super lucky. We went out. Like how, I don't know, I knew them from before, started talking, blah, 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 blah. And I think this race was not as serious as the other ones. This was more like
fun race for them because they've already won it and they were just like, okay, it's our last weekend in the...
Yes.
But we were serious.
We were. They said be there at 8, you were there at 7:55, hair in a braid, like the sport clothes were on.
Yeah, we were ready and I don't know you, but I was so stressed on the morning of the first race. Like, I haven't been stressed like that for a long time.
I was nervous. But I was also stressed because everything for me, I don't like when things are a little bit unclear because everything got decided in a bar after la 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 amount of drinks. And it was like, you're coming racing with us. And we were like, of course we do. And then the morning after, I was like, what if I come there, rock up, super ready, and they're like, get the fuck out of my boat. Like, who do you think you are? Like, leave.
Yeah, I was just scared that we would be useless, just like sitting there.
Oh, that too.
And be like, okay, what I can do, or that they would, I don't know, it's just so stressful. A new boat, racing, like a real competition, like. Oh my God. But so on the first day, super stressed, we started. Sarah, you were doing the mask.
Yeah, that's also funny because they gave us the position that suits you perfectly and me perfectly.
Yeah.
It could not be better.
You were like, you're stronger than me, so you could pull the rope really like, me, I would have been like,
ah!
Yeah.
No, but they were like, make an 8, and Shot was like,
yeah.
A perfect note, I would be like, shut up, how do you make
it? Yeah, me, I was in the winch, I was doing the jibe and the tack. And I was like, how do you call it? Trim. Yeah. And everything was so fast and like going so crazy. It was so fun. Like the first day we went all around the island of St. Martin. And after like 45 minutes, no, after 8 hours of racing, we were like, oh, it's been 45 minutes.
No, it's been eight hours.
Time flies.
I have to say, we did very well.
Yeah, I don't know if they said that, I think they really meant it, that we really did well, they were really happy. And when I left, when Connor left, I was like, hey, do you know how to...
To drive?
Yeah, well, not to drive a car, to drive the radar. I was like, yeah, I can go, I don't know why he asked, I was like, yeah, when I look at the boussole, how do you call it, like the thing for the directions? When I look at the compass, I can go really straight, but when I look at the... island or something, it doesn't work. I was like, yeah, that's good. But they were so nice, like, so we were, every day was different because every day was kind of different crew.
Yeah, there was always one new member or one that didn't show up.
Yeah.
Or one that didn't. And all days, one around the island, And the other 2 days was like, you, which I liked more. You went like back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, I love. For you, it was more job. Like more, to put up the kite, put down.
Yeah, the midday was the best.
Yeah. Well, it was the more fun, but the last one we got, we were second out of 11. We did really well, huh?
That day we did.
You know,
really
for a team that we didn't know each other, we were only six people on the boat racing. You know?
Yeah, and I have to say the hardest was the Irish
to understand. Yeah.
There was sometimes I was like, what the fuck is he saying? I could not get it.
Yeah,
but then I don't know, they try, the guy I was with in the mask, he was talking very nice and slowly. He saw my face and he was like, oi, this girl does not get that yet.
try it. Okay. I don't know how to like.
But I kind of like
that. Yeah, they're friendly.
And the
nice
accent,
guy.
I like that accent.
Good guy.
And then we've been like, we have like in. I have to say also that, oh my god, it's so windy. When we came here to San Martin, we knew this is like a very developed island. A lot of
bars.
Yeah, bars, casinos, made for tourists, resort after resort. We like, we stay 2 days, get food. Here we are 10 days later.
Yeah.
Later, get up in a like. Competed in this race. It's been really good fun. We've been partying and drinking.
But I'm so glad, it was so nice. I want to race again.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
it was good.
It was one of the highlight of the Caribbean and sailing for me. I don't know for you.
Oh, me too.
What would be like your top three?
In the Caribbean?
Yeah.
It's so hard. I really like BVI.
Yeah. I think me, like, BVI, but to be more specific, Spanish Town. I really liked it because we really knew, like, where's the mango tree?
Yeah. Virgin Gorda, I would say.
Yeah, Virgin Gorda was chill.
The whole place. But it's so small.
Yeah.
And this,
yeah,
definitely.
Like, not to stay for, like, vacation or beach. I don't think it's a beach place, but it's a fun to go out and to.
Yeah,
I think the event, I cannot say we were in St. Martin, we were at the race, you know?
Yeah, we were at the race.
Yeah.
That, I don't think I would have enjoyed St. Martin so much if there wasn't the race.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, if I go to a place where there's like, everything is already destroyed, like the resorts are already here, the bus, like there is no nature and pureness left in this island.
Maybe there is, but we just don't know.
I don't, not too much on the Dutch side. When I'm here, I go to the bars.
Yeah, that's what we did. And we were with the Irish crew, so
yes,
we did it
lucky.
Well.
I don't want to sit like under the only little palm tree there is, and like, I want to be in the nature. Okay, maybe leave the island.
Yeah.
If I'm here, I'm here.
Yeah.
But now I'm keen on going without you.
Don't say
it! I couldn't hold it anymore.
No. Fuck. After 2 episodes,
unbelievable.
That's a fail.
We have to do on Skype.
Or maybe we just we just record like 5 episodes now, and I can put them online. Every.
And now you told them.
Yeah, it's our plan.
No, but you're coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
So what are you gonna do? Can you tell them?
Yeah, I have to tell you. Okay, so I kind of jump out of La Nena just because I want to have a new adventure. Because I feel that, I don't know, I feel that little break from La Nena.
And I'm coming back after.
Because I'm going in a pirate boat with the two Irish. And we're going back to the BVI, and it will be awesome.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, it will be just be fun.
Something else. Something
and where are you going?
I'm going to Samba.
Oh.
So we're going, she's going north, I'm going south.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Sandbars.
I think sandbar is only good if there is surf. Otherwise.
Yeah, or if you're loaded.
I'm not.
Yeah. But at least you're full, you're loaded of food.
Loaded of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're coming back.
I think
I
will
so.
Come back.
I think you're gonna come back. I hope you come back in Dominica with the pirate boat and the kites.
Yeah. And the little candies that he was talking about.
I'm gonna bring that to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Genius.
Yeah. The Irish went to Burning Man. But
well, there's a lot to say about this race.
Yeah. I was about to introduce again the race because we need to speak more about it. But just I think, what was like your highlight of the race? Like your most stressful moment or?
For sure the most stressful moment was before. Before I was like 100% sure that they're gonna say like, it was not only drunk talk, you can come. And as soon as they said this, I was not nervous.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I was a bit nervous about like, I really wanted to race. I didn't want it to be just the two girls invited. Like.
Oh no, but I would never be.
Yeah.
I would never be the one sitting in the back.
No, me, I got a few really, I think the end of every racing is always stressful. Because during the race, the boats are, sometimes you will pass really close from them. Really, really close.
Two hit each other.
Yeah, two hit each other. And we almost like, the one and only, it's another boat in the same category, in the same class. And we were, on the first race, we were always passing them very close. And that's another boat also already almost bumped into us. Remember the starboard, starboard.
Yeah.
All yelling. Was like, what's going on?
You're ridiculously close. And for me, it's very impressive how they, when you see people staring, you're like, for me, there is no chance they're not gonna hit. They're gonna hit.
But also there are rules, you know. People who arrive aboard, they have the So you need to know the rules of racing.
And we did a really good race. The last, like we said, we came second place. But the big time failure when we were over the finish line.
Like it was like very victorious. Like we knew we would be like in the first three.
Yeah, because we arrived with a big spinnaker.
With the Irish flag.
One of the most beautiful spinnakers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Everything goes wrong. We drop the kite in the water. Everybody is screaming, running around like, I don't know. It was not a glorious.
No, it was not glorious. And there was all the photographers. There was even Jose there with his surfboard looking at us and being proud. And like it was really intense because when you arrive, you need to be in between the boat and the fender.
The
buoy. And it's really like thin, the space. It's really hard to. Mm-hmm. And when you have like five boats coming in, you remember the second race of the second day when there was no wind.
Yeah.
Like the wind all dropped. And at the end of the race, so all the boats were trying to finish the race and they were all stuck together and we were so close and like
so intense. But
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I really hope you get to race in BBI.
Yeah.
I really hope.
That's one of the reasons why I'm going there because I'm gonna try to go to the BVI Racing Week. And if
are you gonna go there and try to talk yourself into it too?
I don't know. They say that they want to go to Tortola, the Irish.
And that's for the race.
Yeah, the race is in Tortola.
Tortola and Norton.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, sorry.
Whatever. Wow, it's so windy.
But the race, wow.
Yeah, I hope we're gonna make an episode in 1 month. Charlotte has been racing in British Virgin Islands, and I've been racing in Sandbad. And let's see who wins.
Yeah. Or maybe we do the race. Like, we were supposed to do the race with the pirate boat and La Mena.
Yeah,
because at first, he was supposed to go to Sandbar. So we were just like, okay, let's race the two boats.
But he needs to go working.
Yeah, he needs to go work. So I guess, do you have anything else to say about the race?
That was amazingly fun.
Yeah. But I feel like the kind of debrief we had after the first race. Yeah, and also another thing is that they invited us only for one day.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when we finished the race, they were like, okay, girls, you did a good job, tomorrow, same time. We were like, what? Oh. So nice, same role. And every day, like, they were like, yeah, your progress is so good. And like,
yeah, we were every day we were in the same position. Yeah. So from the first day to the third, everything went faster, smoother.
Yeah, and I think better. That's why the first day we were we arrived 7 out of 11, which is not too good. But then, and also we had a really bad start.
Yeah.
You remember?
And we had a really good start the last day.
Yeah, professional thing.
Yes, that was an amazing start.
Yeah, our bad start, I think you get it more than me. Like, I think we were 5 minutes late or something.
Almost 5 minutes late, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rules, I didn't know. It's handicap, if you have smaller sail, bigger sail, you get this much, for this much.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I think we don't have that much handicap, our boat.
No, I don't think so.
We don't have any.
Yeah, we do. Towards some others, but not all of them.
Yeah. Which one were they? Maybe the keel. Something about the keel. It was not. It's not really deep, really long.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of different handicaps.
Well, it's like a lot of mathematical calculation.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so that's the funny thing about racing. Like, when you run, when you're the first to arrive, you know that you win. But racing, you don't know that you win until you have the release of the score, whatever. Yeah, because they need to calculate everything, the
and
time, with
like
the type
you're
of ball.
Always the last. Every time I was failing, I was like, we're the last.
I always felt that we were alone and they were all...
Nobody was there. Yeah. I was like, what am I pulling up this tape for? We're going to lose. Yeah. Then I was like, second place, what?
Yeah, I was super happy. I wish we were... Yeah, of course I wish we were first, but I really wish we were first to have our prize, because they had like...
Oh, I hope we get a t-shirt.
Oh, they didn't.
Idiots. Not yet.
No. No, I don't think.
Maybe. Maybe if we race, then we get a t-shirt. More race, more t-shirts.
Hey, they're calling us there. I think we gotta go, because the bridge is...
I think you gotta go. I am... You are the one that's leaving on a pirate
boat. No, but they're calling both of us there, you see?
Yeah, I see. Well, maybe until next time you... Until next time, I'm gonna ask you this question. What have you done the last 3 weeks? Because I know exactly what you've done for the last 3 months.
But the... The aim of this podcast is to speak about life and La Nena, and we haven't said anything.
Yeah, but sometimes life and La Nena gives you a race on BAM.
Yeah.
Or a move to a pirate world, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you have to change the name of the podcast. Being a pirate somewhere. No, I don't know. Okay. We're done. Let's close that. See you later.